Today's daf is daf lamed beis. We are about to begin the fourth parak of the mesechta called Hashaleach. Very, very important mesechta about shlichas, as the name indicates. So the mishnah begins, the parak begins, Hashaleach get liishto. A person, a husband, sends a get to his wife via gia b'shliach, and he sends another shliach to catch up to her. He himself catches the shliach. Oh, Sheshalach Achav Shliach, or he sends another Shliach to catch up to the initial Shliach. Amrlo, and he either says, or the second Shliach says to the Shliach, Get Shenasati Lecha Batel. The get that I gave you to deliver to my wife is going to be nullified. Hareze Batel, that works. Let's say, Ki Demetel Ishto. He runs ahead. He sends a Shliach Risham, and then he runs ahead and catches, goes to his wife before the Shliach ever arrives to her. He says to her, or Shashalach Etzla Shliach, where he sends another Shliach to catch up to her before the Shliach Rishon gets there. V'amar la, and they say to her, Get Shalachti Lecha Batel. That get which I sent to you already, which you didn't yet receive, is Batel, and will not be effective when you receive it. Hariza Batel, that works as well. If the get already arrived to her and she received it, shuv eini yachol levatlo. You're no longer allowed to mevatel the get. Once you received it, then it's a done deal. There's no going back. Misha says at the end that, but Rishona initially, hayosa bezdim imakam acher mevatlo. Initially, if a husband sent a shliach and then he wanted to change his mind, he was able to go to any bezdin and say, I'm canceling my get. That was allowed. But because of certain issues, as we'll see, Hiskin Rabban Gamliel Hazakin Shelo Yehu Osen Kein Mibnei Tikkun Olam. Because of purpose of Tikkun Olam, and we'll see many other Mishnahs about Tikkun Olam, because of that, he thought this was an incorrect thing to do, even though halachically it would be okay. He has the right to always cancel and end his shlichus before it gets to the wife. But it's going to be a problem. What's the problem? So Rashi explains, Mibnei Tikkun Olam, Sheshliach Sheini Yadea Bedavar Molichala Vihinis Hisbo. So the Shliach doesn't know what's going on. There is no emailing and phone calling, so he's going to go deliver the get. She has no clue what's going on. She thinks she's divorced, and she's going to go ahead and get married. And that's going to obviously be Be'isr. So even though the husband has every right, halachic right, to do that, to end the Shliach before it gets there, it's going to create tremendous problems of Tikkun Olam. Now it's interesting, just to keep track of all the times we see Tikkun Olam, how the word is actually applied. Tikkun Olam here, is it really an Olam? It's her particular life. How do you call this Tikkun Olam? It's not a global thing. So it could result in mamzerim and ruin a lot of the yichus among the Eden. But it's interesting to see how they apply the word tikkun olam. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. So the Gemara now says, Higiyo lo katani ela higiya. It doesn't say higiyo. What's higiyo mean? Rashi says higiyo means, havi mashma shiradav achrav hisigo. If he's chasing after, it doesn't say he was chasing after. It says, higiya. Afi mimela. Let's say he happens to be walking and he bumps into the shliach. He says, you know what? I don't want you to give the get to her. He wasn't intending. He just happens to bump into him and decide that. Even that case would be okay. V'lo amrinan litzurehu dekamachavin. We don't say simply trying to cause her added tsar. What does that mean? Rashi explains, afilu mimela, shenishta shliach b'derech, the shliach takes a little break at Starbucks and is drinking some coffee. Happens to be the husband walks in and sees the shliach sitting there. And Rashi explains further, Vayalola zeh derech l'sham, and the passing by the row, afi hachi batel, and he's allowed to move batel, even though it just happened to, oh, he happened to see you. No, just to get, let's get rid of the get. It's still a good get. And the Lord Miran says, Rashi, we do not claim, ein bedai to levatlo ela litzura ba'alma chodesh chadash. We don't think he's just trying to delay and cause her added tsaros for 1 or 2 extra months. Shimaya bedai to levatlo. If he really wanted to be mevatel, if that was his real intention, he should have hayerot if achra levatlo. He should have chased after the shliach. So maybe you would think, since he didn't chase after him, it shouldn't be a good bittel. Kamashlan, even if it's mimela, he has the right to be mevatel. We don't think he's coming to just be mitzar. Then the Gemara says, quoting from the Mishnah, Oh, Shesholach Achrav Shliach Lamli. Why do you have to teach a case that he sent a Shliach? It seems obvious. Shlucho Adam Kamoso. If I have the right to Mimavatel the get, so certainly my Shliach has the right to go Mimavatel the Shlichas as well. So what's the Chiddush? So the Gemara explains, Mal the same, what would you have thought? Lo Alima Shlichusa de Basra Mishlichusa de Kamil Levale. Why is the second Shlichas greater than my first Shlichas? There, it ends up being a serious. So maybe my first Shlichas should remain the status quo and be a good Shlichas. So the Kamashman, he has the right to have one shlichus cancel out another shlichus. Okay, that hamin itself is interesting. And I don't see why the hamin would be such a problem. You know, it comes to edus, you know, my samcha honey, those two edus are clashing with each other. There's no real clash here so much. I'm sure there's what to talk about in this havmina. But either way, we see from the halacha, it's teaching us that one does have the right to send one shlichus to cancel out another shlichus. Then the Gemara quotes from the next stage of the Mishnah, Kadam hu etel ish shalomli. Why does it have to teach a case that if he gets to his wife first and says, by the way, the get that I sent you, which you'll get in a couple of days from now, is not a good get. What's the chiddush in that line, that works? So Mal, the same, what would you have thought? Ki lo aminan litzurei kamachavein. When we don't make a taina of him trying to cause her added pain, we don't think that. We only say that it's not a claim, hani mila l'shliach. When he sends a shliach, aval lidida, vadai l'tzurei kamachavin. If it's to her, if he's going directly to her, he's clearly trying to attack her, to give her added pain, so maybe we shouldn't allow this him to mivata shlichus. He's just simply delaying the inevitable, and it's really unfair to her, since he's going right to her. He wants to see her upset and in pain, so maybe it shouldn't work. Kamashman, even though he goes directly to her, we don't assume he's trying to be mitzayer her. We think he really wants to be mivata the get, and the get is bato.
He goes directly to her to be mivata the get?
Yeah, he preempts the arrival of the get.
And says that
what you're going to receive is no longer good. Now the mechanism, we're not discussing the mechanism, but it sounds like the mechanism is, he's mevata the shlichus, but the difficulty, remember we said he goes into the bezdin, she'll never know, so when he gets there and he tells her, so now you get around the problem of her knowing, and the ability to mevata the shlichus. That's how I think it's going on. I didn't look into this at all, but that's how I'm assuming the mechanism. It's not that he's saying to her, I'm telling you now the shlichus is bata, that doesn't make sense. He doesn't have to go to her to allow it to be bata, but just by him telling her, gets around the problem of her not ever knowing, I think. But this might be a debate, though. I'm not sure. Let's quickly look here. Nothing coming up in the bottom here. Okay. The Gemara now says, O sheshalach etzlo shliach lamli. So if I myself can go to her and end the get, the shlichus, so certainly I could send the shliach. So what's the chiddush of that line in the Mishnah, that I can even send the shliach to her to cancel the shlichus? So mal the same of what would you have thought? Ihu hu de lo tarich adai te lo tzurei. He's not going to waste his time to go to her and to mivatzar her. If he's going, it means he really means it. He really means it. He really wants to mivatzar. But aval to send the shliach to lo ichbas, he doesn't care about the shliach. Ki tarich vada de tzurei kamachavin. He's sending the shliach just to give her added tzar. So maybe then he's really trying to play games with her. Kamash blan, even in that situation where he sends a shliach, we trust that he really came from a true. His true intentions, and he wanted to be mevatel leget. Okay. There's probably a lot to talk about here. I didn't look into this at all. All these different cases here. A lot of shlichus issues. So, anyways, the Gemara goes ahead and says, "Im mishigir get liado eini yachal levatlo." So then the Mishnah told us, if she gets a get, then he's no longer allowed to be mevatel leget. So the Gemara says, "Pshita, of course. Why? How could you do hafkas gittin? Doesn't work. There's no such thing as a hafkas gittin. If it's a good get, it was ready nasan biyada. Ready she received it." So lo tzricha de mahadeh aleha meikara levtule. Now it's talking about a situation where he was trying to be mevatel in the first place, and he just didn't catch up. He was too slow. So maybe there mal the same. Iglai milsalim afreil levtulim batle. Maybe that could tell us that since he got there a little bit late, huffing and puffing, he missed it. It could tell us, Lamafreya, initially it was a good bittel. Kamashma, no. Once she receives it, there's no longer bittel. Bittel doesn't work anymore. Even if he went to the local Bezdin and wanted to say, I want the Mavata, and Rabbi Gamliel says, we're not allowed to, you can, because there's a certain takana of tikkun olam, even in such a situation, and he catches up later afterwards, he gets there late, it doesn't work. The klal is, once she receives the get as a good get, there's no going back. He always get remarried if he's not a Kohen. You marry the Grusha again. If you're a Kohen, you're not allowed to marry your own Grusha. Okay. Gemara now says, the Braisa tells us, Tanur Rabbanan, Batel Hu, if he says, it's Batel, or EF Shibo, I don't want it, it's impossible, Devarim Kayam. That works. That's a good language to be used to be Mevatel Aget. But let's say he says, it's Pasel Hu, it's inherently Pasel, or you know, get, that's not a get, Lomar Klum, that doesn't work. Because you can't say, it is a get. It isn't, it's not Pasel, you can't create something that's not. You could say you don't want to use it anymore, so the first few texts are good, because that means you don't want to use it anymore. But to say as a hefta, it's not good, that's incorrect, so those would not work to nullify a get. So what the Gemara pulls from this brice is, lememra, is this to say, debata lishna de levatel mashma? That bata means I want to, in the future, loss it, I would like to be mevatel it. Does it really mean in the future tense? V'hamar Rabba bar Evo, Amar Rav Sheshes, V'amri Le, Amar Rabba bar Avua, Mikaba Matana, Shamar Le'acha, Shebasa Matana Liado, Matana Zum Mufutelas. So let's say a person received a Matana, and he said to the person after the Matana comes to his hand, the Matana is going to be Mufutelas, Tibatel, or he says, Tibatel, what's the gears to change here? Yeah, he Tibatel, it's gone, the Matana will be Batel.
Maybe Mufutelas.
Yeah? I think Matana Zum Mufutelas, no? It says it breaks it up differently. Matana Zum Mufutelas, I have. It, or Tibatel is another stage, another statement. EF Sharba, Lomar Klum, those don't work. But if he says Balahi, Eino Matana, Dvarm Kayam. If he says it's Batla, or it's not a Matana, that does work. Alma Batel Me Karmash. If I say Batla, it means it already was, I was already Mevatel before him. So in this statement, it sounds like Batla means it was Batel, as opposed to the get Batel sounds like it should be Batel.
So what's the case here? Is a Matana?
The guy receives a Matana, and after he says to the guy after he receives it, that Matana that I gave you is Mevutelus. So we can't take it back. You're not an Indian giver here, where you give me a present and you take it back from me. You can't just do that. It's mine now. But if he says, I already was Mevatel in the past, I already ended the Shlichas of the Matana, that will work. I sent something to you, I was Mevatel it, that butler works.
We're talking about the Mekabel being Mevatel.
Right, that's what I thought.
The Mekabel saying it.
Right. I'm saying
even though the Matana came in his hand.
Yeah, and I said I don't want it.
Well, and let's see Rashi here then. Rashi says, which Rashi should we do here? Lo Amar Klum. So Lo Amar Klum, Rashi says, V'zacha ba al karcho, and he acquires it, he receives the matana against his will. V'im yesh lo ba'al chov, chova osa b'shvilo. It's going in the place here? Okay. V'lefi shekal l'shanos halalu, l'shon osid hein, v'hol v'kabla hein, o'yach l'achzebo. Since he received it, that's already. But if you say, Ba'lahi, mashmet ba'la ha'isa mikodum shigibalti, I already nullified, I didn't want to accept the gift, before I received it, Hodas Baal didn't commit Edom Dami. He has the right to do that. His own admission is as strong as 100 Edom. That Ray Omer Shlo Zochaba, he says, I wasn't Zochet, V'chodzul Nosin. He goes back to the Nosin. So we see here, though, when the Mekabel says Bala, Bala means I was Mevatel it already in the past. But when it came to the case of getting Batel, means I would like to be Mevatel it now moving forward. So what is Bala? Is it Lasid or is it Lavar? So the Gemara answers on the bottom of Lamed Beis Amar Aleph Amar Bai Batel Shtei Lishonos Mashma. It implies both directions. We have a number of cases like this in the Gemara where their words imply both future and past. We have one by very good. Motzi and Hamotzi, that discussion Gemara Brachos. Motzi Hamotzi had a Paskin. Is it future? Is it past? Is it both? Is it present? So here's your also Batel is Shtei Lishonos Mashma. Mashma de Batel. Mashma de Livatel. It means it was nullified, then it means it will be nullified. Gavaget lishin demahani bay kamar, kai matana lishin demahani bay kamar. We use it depending on the context, whichever one is going to be effective. So with regards to get, the effective explanation is that it will become batel, so that's what we apply there. With regards to matana, the effective language will be, it was batel, so that's what we apply to the case of matana. Amar Bai now says, Naktinan, we have a certain halacha, understanding that shliach matana harei hi kishliach haget. We have an understanding of Sarah that there's an equation between a shliach for matana and a shliach leget nafkamina with regards to which halacha that laholeich lav kizachidami. A person a shliach lolacha is not considered being zocha on behalf of the mekabel. So we understand by the get of the case of a get, it's zocha l'adam shlobafanov is permitted, but chavin l'adam shlobafanov is not allowed. You can't be zocha something that's going to be a debt. So for the perspective of the wife, that's considered a chova for her. So certainly the shliach cannot be considered being mekabel on behalf of the woman because it's a chova for her. That's number one. Number two is the other needed things. You need a nasim biyada. And since she did not appoint the shliach, it can't be nesina either. So certainly it doesn't work in regards to a get. But why doesn't it work for matana? Shouldn't you apply zach and adam shlo b'fanav? So Rashi says, nafkamina leholech lav kezachidami v'afagav de matana zechusu. Even though you're right, it does. For some reason, a shliach lalacha is not being zocha. He wasn't appointed to do that. If he was appointed to do that, he could be zocha for the person. But his appointment was to bring it to Reuven, so that Reuven should be makabla. It's in other words, like you're saying, I don't want you to be zochet until it gets to the hands of Reuven. That's what I think how the understanding of Rashi would be.
And if you said batal, it's batal.
Right, exactly. Then you have the ability to say batal, right. Okay, I think that's the svara here. Exactly right. That's what they point out here as well. If you said to the shliach, "I want you to be zocheh for him," so the enechanami who would be zocheh for the matana, but a shliach lo locha is not meant to be to be zocheh. He's meant to just be a messenger. Okay. The Gemara now says, "Ravina ashechele Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak de tali v'kai be'ivre de dasha." Ravina saw Rav Nachman doing some gymnastics. He was hanging on the doorpost or something. What did they say it was?
Leaning on the bar.
Leaning on the bar of the door, and he was doing some pull-ups. He was doing something. And while he was doing some exercise, of course, while we listened to a shir, he was asking the question, V'kami baile, batel mahu. What about batel? What's the shaila? So Rashi explains, batel hu, batel mahu rather, he says two narrow lines down, im amar batel velo amar hu, mahu. He just says batel. He doesn't say batel hu, that it's batel. He just says batel. L'sha'avar mashma, does that imply the past? V'ein b'dvar v'klum came into l'amar hu? And it won't work for the case of a get. Oh, Dilma belohu nami shle lishonos mashma v'lishna dehani beikamar. Maybe it really, even without the word who, it implies both, and you could view it depending on the context. And he ends up, or the Gemara ends up with the take. We don't know what it is. Batel alone, unclear how to understand it. Amar Rosheshes v'amrile b'masnisa Tana teaches us in the Brisa get ze lo yoyo lo yati lo yaziv lo yishlach lo yigarish yecheres yekicheres dvarav kayamim. If he says any of these lishonos that the get won't be effective, it won't be matahir, it won't leave her be single, it won't send her off, it won't divorce her, it's like a piece of earthenware, it's like a piece of earthenware, all those languages are correct and effective. But if they say eino moil, it doesn't work, eino matir, it doesn't matir, eino mazav, it doesn't release her, eino mashlech, it doesn't send her, eino megarish, it doesn't divorce her, it's cheresu, it's kicheresu, those are all incorrect. If you say that how the first half is how it will work, that all, if you're saying it will not work, that is correct. But if you say what it is, the current existence or the past, that it's not effective, that would be incorrect and ineffective. And now the Gemara asks, in light of all these different languages, Ibailuch Harehu Cheres Mao. So you say, Yehe Cheres is going to be good. If you say Cheres Hu, that's not good. What about Hu Cheres? It is cheres. Is that like it will be cheres, or is like it has been cheres, which is not good? So Amar Le Ravina Le Ravacha Bered the Rav, Amar Le Ravacha Bered the Rav, Le Ravashi Maishna Meharehu Hekdesh Harehu Hefker. Why is it any different than saying that this is Hekdesh, the Harehu Hefker, this is Hefker? So to also you could say without the word Hare, Hu cheres, that should be effective. It's La'asid, and that's seemingly how the Gemara paskins that it does work La'asid. Now the Gemara wants to know, interesting question, Chozer Megarish Bo, Oino Chorisu Megarish Bo. Let's say in the cases, Rashi explains, halfway down the narrow lines, Chozer Megarish Bo, Im Nimlacha Baal Leachzor V'Ligrosh Beget Shebilo. He changed his mind and decided to be Mevatel, to completely nullify this get. Is he allowed to now reuse this get, this Cheftz of the get? The Shlichus is over. He ended the Shlichus, but can he still use that same document? Assuming the Zman is still effective, let's say. Remember the issues of Zman.
Change Zman again.
Let's say that same day. Let's send it back there. So you change it. Are you allowed to reuse that getter? And once it's already been canceled, it's completely thrown out the window. So that's the Shiloh. So Rashi just says here, Oh, Eino Chozer Umagarish. Mi Arminon, do we say, Batel Gita V'Havle Kichas, but it's now like a piece of pottery and useless? Odima Shlichusa De Shliachu De Batelei. He only cancelled out the shlichus, but never did he cancel out the actual get, the actual chepsa shall get. That's the shaila of the Gemara. So Gemara says, this is a machlokas amarai, Rav Nachman amar chozer megarish bo, he's allowed to reuse that get. Rav Sheish is amar inu chozer megarish bo, you're not allowed to reuse the get. How do we paskin? Hilchos akivase, the Rav Nachman, paskin like Rav Nachman, that a person may reuse the get, which would seemingly be probably the pashis. Imagine that. His cancellation is simply of the shlichus, not of the actual get. I'm just looking at Tosis for a second, sorry. Okay. So that's why Paskin, that a person is able to be chozer or megarish bo using that very same get. So Gemara says, wait a second, is that really true? Of Hakaimlan, don't we Paskin Hilchaza Kavase? There have Yochanan, who holds what? The Amar, the Gemara Kedushin tells us, it's not Kedushin, no, it's later on. Gemara Kedushin, yeah, it is Kedushin, yeah. The Amar, Choseris, that person can be Choseris. What does Choseris mean? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Krav Yochanan, the Amar Choseris, be Kedushin, be Perika Omer Lechavero. Amar Leisha, his Kadshili, be Maos Halalu, Lacher Shloshim. He says to his wife, or to his wife to be, marry me with this money I'm giving you, but it's only going to take effect after 30 days pass. And then she decides to change her mind. So batla kedushin, hol batla kodem shiichal, and she decides she wants out, which she's allowed to do because the kedushin wasn't chal. And hachanami livtel gita here to us as well. So she could say the mal's kedushin are no longer, the chepsa kedushin no longer works. Here to also, he has the right to be mevatel the get entirely. So now it's a bit of a strange comparison here, as the Gemara is going to indicate in just a moment. Because there in the Kedushin, the money is never actually batel. The Maisa Kedushin is batel, but not the Chefsa Shel Kesef. Here the Gemara wants to conclude, that's the challenge, I guess. That here we're saying you're allowed to reuse the get. There it sounds like you're not allowed to redo the Kedushin, like the Kesef's puzzle. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Hasam Hachiyasha, let's understand this for a moment. Hasam over there, Dibor, it's a Dibor, she says, I want out. Vidibor hu da'asi dibor umevatel dibor. One dibor could cancel out another dibor. That's okay. That's allowed. She initially said yes, and now she said no. So one dibor can umevatel another dibor. That's completely fine. And hachi, when it comes here also, nihi debatle shlichusa the shliach, here too also. His dibor is mevatel the dibor of the shlichas. That's very consistent. Our shaila here was, but gu gita gufa mika batel. But you can't conclude from the case of Kedushim that the chefs shall get is going to be batel. That's a completely different discussion. And therefore, it's not inconsistent that we allow her to mivatel dibor, but here, when it comes to the get is never batel, and you can reuse the get in accordance with the psak of Rav Nachman. If you just look at Rashi, Rashi says, dibor v'dibor hu. Mitchila, beginning, ha'isa miskadesh ayyadei dibor. She said, I'd like to get married to you as well. She said yes. So then, Asi Dibor Shel Chazara, her retraction can work, Umivatal Dibor, her initial agreement. Umi Hamos Labalu, the actual money is not batal. Shim Chazar Vikachar Behen Midaita Mekudesha, but he's allowed to reuse that same money. The money is not considered possible forever for Kedushin. He can reuse the same money and try again with her. Hacha Nihi, when it comes to this case of Gittin, Hai Damar Batel Hu L'Shliach Hu Debali. He only cancels out the Shlicha Shlo Yehei Shlucha L'Garshim again. He's not going to be my messenger anymore. Zed Asi Dibur Mevata Dibur. That's okay. Aval Get Shu Ben Eino Nifsa. The actual object of a get, that never is cancelled out. That's not considered disqualified. That can be reused if he would like. The initial connection doesn't make any sense, right? Very, very unclear what that initial connection was, but...
Even there, doesn't it? The get, the Kedushin is Al Tanai. The get was mamash written specific for her.
Right.
Well, Ryuchanan says Choseris over there. Does he mean that he can now go back and also be Mekadesh with him?
That she can just retract. She pulls out. She's allowed to pull out if she wants.
Because then it would be more of a
Sushalt. Right. Not totally. The Ma'is is part of the Kedushin. It's just a Tanai on it.
No, the Maus is part of the Kedushin, because that's how you need Kesef Kedushin.
Right.
So just like the Get.
It's a Tanai. It's only
No, the Tanai is a 30 days.
Okay, but I'm saying it's all... One, even though it didn't happen right now, it's all one. You can't say, well, the chefza is not there, the kedushin is there, but the chefza, it's all one. It's all
very much connected. And the only thing I could think of
without the kesef, right, is no kedushin.
Correct, and therefore what?
The dibur itself didn't do anything.
No, the dibur is necessary. You have to say amar v'nasan.
But if you don't have the kesef kedushin, then you have nothing.
Correct, and therefore what?
It's all one. I mean, you can't say, well, you could use the kesef. Something else. Of course you use the kesef. It's all one thing. Once you retract, she retracts. A get was written specifically for her. It's not totally, you can't...
It's again, we're trying to figure out initially, we thought you can reuse the get. Just because you cancel out the shlichas, the get still is a valid get if he wants to reuse it.
For her,
right. Now when it comes to kesef, kedushin, she's allowed to pull back, and the hamin was, and therefore the kesef seems to be not usable anymore. For her. Very strange. Why can't it use? That's what we're bothered by.
Use for anything.
Anything you want, exactly.
There's nothing on it. So I'm saying, you can't.
So there has to be some understanding of the Havamin here. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
but it's very possible that since they ended their agreement on the Kedushim, so when you reuse that money in another Kedushim, that's viewed as a new usage of the money, currency. As it goes from one person to the next, that kasef takes on a different context. So you have to also, if we're going to try again, that kasef is considered a new type of kasef now. Even though it's the same actual object, but the way it's being used now, money is defined by how it's used. So the fact that it's being used, although the same parties are involved, but it's now another sit-down agreement, maybe it tells us the previous kasef was nullified. I don't know. Okay, all right, we'll stop here, I guess. Everyone have a wonderful day.